Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Have you ever wondered if you could actually take your hobby or your passion and actually create a Two Comma Club award-winning business out of it? This guy did just that. I want you to hear Tim Shields' story, but it's not going to be coming from me. It's actually coming from my dear friend, Shane Larson, who runs the Our One Funnel Away Challenge. In addition to that, he's also an amazing podcast host himself. He is the host of the Game Time Guru podcast, and he has the opportunity of spending some time actually interviewing Tim Shields, who had no list, no following, wasn't an expert, just had a hobby as a landscape photographer, and takes his journey and basically shows you exactly what he did and what his secrets are to having this kind of success literally in less than 2 years. So with that, I'm going to let the two of them take it away. So Shane, Tim, take it away.
What's up, everybody? We want to welcome you to another, you know, One Funnel Away success story, ClickFunnels success story here, where we're going to be interviewing an individual who has gone through the system and has implemented some of the teachings that Russell and his team have taught and has seen massive, massive success. This is a very special interview for us today because Mr. Tim Shields is joining us, and he's got quite the success story to share. So, Tim, thank you for letting us get to learn from you and hear your story.
Yeah, it's so awesome to be here, Shane. Like, what an honor. It really is.
Well, we're excited to have you, man. It's been a long time coming. I actually had been talking to Tim for a couple of months. It was back when my second son was born, and things got, like, jumbled. And I'm just grateful you reached back out and circled back. You did the right thing by following up, right? It's a marketing tactic. Follow up. We got it all set up finally now, and now we get to hear your story. So first things first, Tim, we've got to hear about, you know, your business journey before One Funnel Away, before ClickFunnels. What were you doing? Did you have a pre-established business? And if so, what was it all about?
So I had originally got my start online with drop shipping t-shirts and leggings, and I hated my business. I made really good money back in 2015, 2016, into 2017. And I didn't like the business. I didn't like my customers. I didn't stand for anything. I didn't have a cause. I didn't have a mission. And furthermore, I really did not like drop shipping and fulfillment and shipping and all of the problems that comes with that. So in 2017, my wife was diagnosed with a tumor on the outside of her brain, and I shut the business down and we just focused on an upcoming major operation for her. And she had this massive surgery and really a life-threatening type of surgery. And miraculously, she fully recovered, and it took her like 6-7 months of recovery time. And at the end of that recovery time, we had this trip planned, and we talked about it all the time. Like, when you get better, we have to go on this trip. And finally she was better enough so that we could go. And it was a month in an RV, in our truck and camper. We went down to Arizona and did photography because that's what we love to do together. And it was a hobby. It was a hobby for me. It's been a hobby for me for years. And I said to her at the start of that 1 month trip, by the end of this trip, we need to know what I'm going to do with my life now, like the next season for me. And so there we were down there on this trip, and on literally the last day of the trip, we were in LA, and we wanted to hike up to the Hollywood sign and get a picture, a really awesome picture of the back of the Hollywood sign. And there's this influencer named Serge Remily who lives in LA, has a huge following in photography. And of course, I'm nothing, right? I'm nobody. And I emailed him, "Hey Serge, you don't know me from Adam, but we're hiking up to the back of the Hollywood sign. Would you like to meet for coffee before we go? I'd just love to meet you because I follow all your work." And he said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll hike up to the Hollywood sign with you." So I couldn't believe it. So we're hiking up to the Hollywood sign, and on the way up, he asked me what I did. And I had previous experience with all the Facebook marketing. And he goes, "You know, I looked at your portfolio of your photos. With your Facebook marketing experience and with your photography skills, you should do what I'm doing. And in fact, I have a book you need to read. It's called Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson." So that night, I ordered the book. It was waiting for us when we got home. And it was just like my mission was given to me miraculously by God. It was just like I had the path. And that was a couple of years ago. And so I started with no following, no email list, not being really an expert in anything except that I had a hobby. And I took the knowledge and the skill that I had with that hobby, and I followed the instructions that are laid out in Expert Secrets, and then I took one funnel away, and now there's a 2 Comma Club award hanging on my wall. And it's been the most incredible, life-changing journey that I ever could have imagined. And it's shown me that everybody has knowledge and skill that they can sell and that people will pay them for. And you don't have to be the expert of experts. You just have to be a few steps ahead of a beginner, which is what I was. And if you follow the program and the steps that are laid out through the One Funnel Away Challenge, you are going to be successful.
Tim, that's a really powerful story. That's really, really powerful, actually. And I can't even imagine being in your position, but it's really cool that you were able to do all that. And from the time that you went on this hike, you know, I guess it, from the time the last day of your trip with your wife, right, and then till that hike until now, what was the time frame between that like kind of monumental shift until now? How many was it? 2 years, 3 years? Because you mentioned 2017 is when she had gotten sick, or you had shut down the business.
Yeah, so we went on that hike on April 1st, 2018, and I launched really my first true paid product. It took me a while to kind of get started, and I definitely took some wrong turns in the whole process. I thought that starting a YouTube channel first and trying to build a following on YouTube would be a good expenditure of my time, and it was a great learning experience, but it was a waste of time. I should have just stuck with the program and started to identify my perfect customer and go through that whole process of determining what it is that they want, what their desires are, what their fears are, what their pain points and frustration points are, and what solution I have to help them overcome those roadblocks. And if I had done that sooner, I would have reached my objective a heck of a lot sooner. But it was 1 year and 6 weeks after launching my very first product that we hit $1 million in sales. So it's been an amazing ride.
Oh my goodness. So just so you know, even April 1st, you said April 1st, 2018?
Yep.
Even then till now, like to have a 2 Comma Club award, guys, that's generating $1 million in sales through your funnels. Like to have a 2 Comma Club award in 2 years is relatively fast compared to a lot of businesses. So just even that, even if you were to start from that date until now, and to know that it was even faster because of, like, you know, the delays and certain things from the time you actually launched, that's insane. That's insane, Tim. It's awesome. It's because you put in the work, and I love seeing stories like yours, because those who actually, we always say, do what Russell says, and, you know, put in the work and listen to the people that know, listen to the experts that know and actually do the work. But it sounds cliche and people are like, oh, that's a cute phrase. Do what Russell says, da, 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 da. But those who actually do it, I've been in the position as a One Funnel Away manager for 2 years now, since we launched the challenge. And I see that time and again, those who literally do the steps, it's not just a cute phrase. The ones who do the steps are the ones who see the most success. And you've been doing it by reading Expert Secrets, by taking the training course in One Funnel Away, and then obviously continuing on in your journey. How did you come across the One Funnel Away Challenge, though? Because you said you had Expert Secrets, you're reading it and so forth, but, you know, a short time later, you came across the One Funnel Away Challenge. Can you tell us how you came across it and what made you decide to want to take the One Funnel Away Challenge?
Yeah, so I had launched my first product, and it was just a cheap $27 product just to get me going and to start to build my email list, and which, by the way, has been the key to so much success. It's been amazing building the email list. But I started to get the emails about the One Funnel Away Challenge in the spring of 2019. And when I saw the 30-day aspect to it, a 30-day challenge, and that there were videos to watch every day and then exercises to complete every day, I thought, you know, that's perfect for me, because I'm such a deadline kind of guy. You know, like when I went to university, it was always the work would get done because of the deadline, you know, the night before the exam. And that's just unfortunately, the way that I am, but I think a lot of people are like that too. But having the deadline every day and the videos go away, so if you don't watch them, you're going to lose them, and that puts a sense of urgency onto the timeline of it. I thought, wow, this is so perfect for me. So I took it and I really threw myself at the training. I've found it to be, especially the fact that there are three different speakers, Russell and Julie and Steve, and the three combined just really drive the point home for the one lesson that's being taught on that day. I'll tell you, the One Funnel Away Challenge was a serious tipping point for my business, especially in the area of offer creation.
And you mentioned the tipping point in the offer creation. That's the one thing, Tim, is when we see, especially people with pre-existing businesses or who have had experience with business that come into the challenge, they might be a very experienced business owner and they come in there and they have this pre-existing business and they're just trying to figure this out. But the offer creation seems to be one of those, like, because they've never really thought of business that way, but it makes total sense. It's just like it completely is. It's a game changer. Now, could tell us a little bit more about that, and if you could elaborate a tad more on in regards to how that was the tipping point, how offer creation actually impacted your business.
Yeah, so at that time, I was in the process of planning my very first masterclass with a webinar to go with it. And of course, we know there's usually the structure is you're going to have a masterclass and then a bundle offer, like a stack. And determining what those stack items were going to be was what was so eye-opening when I saw Russell sitting there in his yellow shirt and his whiteboard and the cameras looking down on the whiteboard as he's writing away, and he divided it all up. Okay, you've got video assets that you can create, and then you've got audio assets that you can create, then you've got written assets that you can create, like PDFs, and then it was kind of like, whoa, the light turned on for me, because previously I didn't think I even had anything to offer when it came to creating stack items. But then having it laid out in that way and explained like that. And the other really big thing is knowing that the way to create your stack items should be in alignment with what the objections of your customers are. So, for example, in my industry, I teach photography. I teach photographers how to create award-winning photos and create magazine-quality photos. So, if one objection is, oh, I don't know how to use Photoshop, I'm not technical, so then in the stack as one item, I had a beginner's Photoshop course that would teach you how to use Photoshop to edit your photos, like right from the point of turning on your computer. So then I could overcome that objection. And I created all of my stack items with that in mind to overcome an objection. And it's just like knocking over dominoes. And it worked.
Totally. I know Steve was a huge like influencer in that regard of like finding the objections. And that's what he was really good at. And I know a lot of people like yourself are like finding that. It's like, oh, okay, you're answering questions along the way through your offer. You know, your offer stack is answering the questions by the time they get to the end, you know? And it's like, oh, it's just one of those aha moments. Now in the One Funnel Away Challenge, Tim, there's a lot of aha moments for a lot of people, and there's a lot of roadblocks as well. So I'd like to talk about both of those. Like, outside of the offer creation, did you have any other aha moments? Like, oh, like one of those light bulb goes off during the One Funnel Away Challenge?
Yeah, it really, the huge aha moment as well was regarding the foundation of your business. And this was big for me. And as a result of this whole thing that I learned, I actually created what I call the pre-launch game plan to help you launch your business. But here's the aha. You know, if you think that you're building a house, what's the first thing you do before you build a house? You dig a big hole, you survey everything out, and then you're going to pour a concrete foundation. And then on top of that concrete foundation, you're going to build your walls and put your roof on. And if your concrete foundation is not level and it's not solid, built on the rock, then your house is going to come tumbling down. And that's the exact same thing when we talk about the pre-launch game plan, like identifying exactly who your perfect customer is and what it is that they want. Like, what are people who are in your niche trying to achieve? What are their heart level desires that they want? And then identifying, okay, why haven't they achieved those heart level desires? What has been stopping them? And then based on that, what can you create that will help them overcome that obstacle and that roadblock to assist them and get them over the hump so that they can get to where they want to go? And it's really creating a solution that's customer driven, that is based on truly what it is that your customers want to achieve. And when you've figured all of that out, and then exactly what is your vehicle? Like, what's that system, that proprietary system that you're going to offer them that is a new opportunity and not an improvement opportunity? And for me, so I created in photography the photography transformation 4-step system. And so what I was what I'm offering is that I'm teaching you that if you just follow these 4 steps, it's like a recipe in the kitchen. You know, award-winning chefs they can create award-winning dishes, and they are usually following a recipe. And if they hand that recipe to you, you could take that same recipe into your kitchen and you could make the same award-winning dish that the chef has made. Well, it's the same thing with my proprietary system. If you just follow these steps like a recipe, then you're going to achieve the end result that you're looking for. So it was extremely important. And this, I got all this from One Funnel Away Challenge, that I made sure that my masterclass, my offer, my thing that I'm offering for sale is a new opportunity. It's a proprietary system. It is a series of steps that anyone can follow, and it's going to help my perfect customer achieve the desire that they have. And I would not have been able to get there to this place without taking One Funnel Away Challenge.
It's so awesome to hear that, man. Like, it's funny because everything you're saying right there is literally what I tell people the One Funnel Away Challenge is. It's the foundation. It's pouring the concrete down, getting that foundation for everything, and you build it for your business. And then I also tell them it's like a Rubik's Cube. You do it in sections and you try to get it all put together in one perfect piece. And I'll also mention the recipe thing. So everything you're saying right there about what you're doing right now and building the foundation, all that and stuff. And it just reminds me of what I tell people about the One Funnel Away Challenge. So it's interesting.
Yeah. And you know, further to that point, Shane, it's like having a successful online business, it's not the result of doing one thing right. Like, you had this one great epiphany, this great idea that no one else has. It's not that. It's completing a series of steps and getting a number of small things right. And when you get them all right in a row, then you're going to have your successful online business.
Naturally, man. Naturally. That's so awesome. So Tim, like, we talked about some of the good stuff in One Funnel Away, like just the cool things that it's done to kind of help shift the mindset, shift the way that you do business and so forth, and putting everything online, offer creation and everything. But you also mentioned, you know, there was deadlines and all this stuff. And I think the deadlines are super helpful. I'm a firm believer in no pressure, no diamonds kind of thing. Like, you got to have the pressure to create the diamonds. But you know, for some people that might be a roadblock, but for you, it was one of those motivating factors. But I want to know, I am curious, while that was a motivating factor, did you come into any other roadblocks during the One Funnel Away Challenge? And if so, how did you overcome those?
Another roadblock with One Funnel Away Challenge was just finding the time every day to listen to all the videos, watch all the videos. There were a couple of videos near the end I just couldn't get to, and then I lost them. But, you know, I didn't really find there to be true roadblocks with One Funnel Away. There are just roadblocks with creating your business. You know, nothing good comes without some kind of a fight, and creating a successful online business, it's a battle, it's a journey, and it's going to take so much of your mind power and your focus and the ability to push other things aside. You know, Dan Henry calls it your circle of focus, making sure that you're focusing in on the one thing that needs to be done. And I think, especially with online marketing, it can be so overwhelming when you start to listen to other teachers in the space and you talk about, oh, maybe I need a podcast, maybe I need YouTube, maybe I need a blog, maybe I need this and I need that. And it's so overwhelming, then nothing gets done. So it's like with one funnel away challenge, you focus on one thing, one series of steps that you need to take. And that is what really helped me overcome and get over the hump. The other really great thing too is that whole, the saying, when you need something built, when you need to create a PDF or something and it's for your offer stack, it's not how am I going to do this, it's who can I get to do this. And that's just such a, you know, that's a revelation, I think, for a lot of people, that it's not just up to you to create everything. You need to put whatever finances and resources you have to work to kind of multiply yourself and to get other people to do things for you, and to be relying on websites like Upwork.com and Fiverr.com and getting help where you can.
Totally, man. The outsourcing was a huge, huge thing for a lot of people. And you did mention the time commitment. And what I tell people in that regard, and I'm glad you actually did mention that, it is a commitment. I tell people all the time, the One Funnel Away Challenge is called the One Funnel Away Challenge. It's not a cakewalk. It's actually a challenge. It's a commitment that's required. But I always tell people, Tim, is like, if you do the commitment for the 30 days, like, you're going to have to make some sort of sacrifice, whether that's taking an hour in the morning and an hour at night, or maybe 2.5 hours in the morning to get stuff that like wake up earlier. It's similar to like fitness goals. If somebody wants to get back in shape or whatever, sometimes they have to adjust it around their schedule, so they'll get up earlier in the morning, or they'll find a way to get the stuff done. But I promise people, if they do it, it is hard, but if you do it, it's worth it. Obviously, Tim, you're a story you're a living testimonial of that. Like, if you do the work, good things can come from it. Would you like, okay, so if someone's sitting here, Tim, we have this, you know, a lot of people hear about the One Funnel Away Challenge, especially now that it's 2 years old. People are starting to hear it. There's whispers around and they're like, hey, should I do this One Funnel Away Challenge? What do you think about that? Is it worth the $100? What's your thoughts for them that are like wondering, should I do it? They don't know if they want to put their 2 feet in there. What would you say to those people?
If you want to make money online and you want to start your own online business, then the One Funnel Away Challenge literally is a no-brainer. The $100 that it costs to start the challenge, it should be $2,000. It should be $5,000 for what you get out of it. The money, I mean, at $100, that's free and it's a gift. And I think that it's something that everybody should do. If you want to make money online and you want to change your life and change essentially the trajectory for your entire family and for your kids, then take the One Funnel Away Challenge. It is so full of knowledge bombs and gold. And if you're serious about actually changing your life, then this is the way to do it. It's the plan. It's the game plan. There is no other way.
I appreciate the insight, man. And I think it's awesome just hearing from someone like yourself who's been there. Now, Tim, after the One Funnel Away Challenge, obviously we've talked about it. You've continued on with your business. I mean, you took that. That was just another stepping stone of continuing to build that foundation and continue to get that momentum rolling. I always tell people in the One Funnel Away Challenge to get that funnel vision. Like, you're thinking funnels now. Like, how can I build the next funnel? How can I make the next offer? What can I do? And obviously, you've been able to do that. You've gotten things set up to where you've earned your 2 Comma Club Award. I want to hear about your story post One Funnel Away and the successes and just the cool things that you've done since then. We've mentioned you got your 2 Comma Club Award, but how did you get there after One Funnel Away?
Yeah. So the real big changer for me was getting that masterclass going and holding some live webinars. And then I converted the webinar to an evergreen webinar so that it's going all the time. And I'm not using like Webinar Jam or Ever Webinar for it. I'm actually using Vimeo and I'm using the funnel within ClickFunnels. So I have a webinar that's running every 10 minutes and it's been incredibly successful. And it's also been responsible for building my list. I mean, I've pared down my list and we have 160,000 emails on our email list. And all of that has been built for free while making a profit at the same time and in a really short period of time. So having a webinar that's going all the time has been absolutely life-changing. And I really do believe that the webinar that leads to an order form is the easiest and the best way to make money online, as long as you have an awesome product. And of course, building community And, you know, one of the things that Russell talks about, especially in Expert Secrets, he talks about having a future-based cause for your community. And I struggled with that for a long time. You know, what possibly could I offer to photographers that's a future-based cause? And finally, after a lot of wrestling and talking with team members and with my wife and chewing on it, we came up with explore, create, inspire. So using those three words, like being in the photography community, you need to explore, discover, and keep learning, like lifelong learning as a photographer. You have to keep learning. That's part one. Part two is create your own art, take your photos. And through creating your own art, you'll find joy in your heart. And then number three is inspire. When you do the first two things, you will inspire others through your work and you will also be inspired. So we created t-shirts for it. I'm wearing my Photography Academy t-shirt right now. And this message resonated within the community. And we've got people who, like so many people who have bought the t-shirt and they're buying into the overall strategy, and which ties into the value ladder that we have. I mean, it's just exactly following Expert Secrets and following the One Funnel Away Challenge. And I'm just a testament and a testimonial to say that it really does work. And it's not just about the money. The money has been life-changing for me and my family, but it is more, almost more importantly, just the fact that even through photography, we're changing lives. Like the testimonials that come in from our customers about how people's lives have been changed by being able to finally create the photos of their dreams and print them big, put them on their wall at home. And it's sparked this desire to travel and to get out near their home and explore their local state parks and be with their loved ones while they do it. Like it's life-changing stuff. And you would never think that when the business is just showing people how to take beautiful photos. So yeah, stick with the plan. That's my advice. Stick with the plan that's in Expert Secrets and in the One Funnel Away Challenge. It really does work.
I love hearing it, Tim. It's so cool. I love the t-shirt too, man. That's super, super sweet.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, it's been just a little over 2 years since you took that hike. A little over 2 years, 2 years and a couple months.
Yeah, little did I know, you know, and again, just back to that time, the self-doubt that I had when I first just thought of it, and with me saying to myself, Tim, you're not an expert. Tim, no one's going to listen to you. Tim, you have no following. And that all of that negative self-talk, it is very natural, and I think everybody gets it. And even today, I can still hear that little whispering voice in my ear, and I have to slam it down with a hammer sometimes. You know, it's that imposter syndrome. And it's human nature that we're going to have that. You don't have to be the expert of the experts. As I said before, and what Russell says, you just need to be a few steps ahead of a beginner, and you need to create your own proprietary system that's going to help people achieve the benefit that they're looking for. And that's what an expert business is all about. And that's why being in the ClickFunnels community is so awesome, because the training that I have received is worth millions of dollars. And it has, like, I've never met Russell and I haven't met you before today, but yet the training that I've received through the ClickFunnels community has been life-changing for me.
Unbelievable, Tim. Unbelievable, man. I think it's phenomenal. What's your plans for the next 2 years? You've already seen, you know, such amazing growth in 2 years. Where should we expect to see Tim Shields in 2 years from now?
So, yeah, it's kind of a two-pronged approach. We are definitely building out Photography Academy much more and filling out a couple of missing rungs at the very top of the value ladder. And at the same time, I'm starting another second business to teach people how to do what I have done. And we'll see where that leads. But it's been a fantastic journey so far. It's been amazing. And I'm loving being part of the ClickFunnels community. I'll say this one last thing. Back in January 2020, my wife and I went to Funnel Hacking Live, the ClickFunnels conference in Nashville. And I was I was kind of at, what was I at that time? I think I was at about $500,000 or $600,000 in sales at that time. And I was watching everybody walking across the stage, getting their Two Comma Club award. And I just made an internal pledge when I saw that and said, okay, next year I'm going to be walking across the stage and I'm going to be getting my own Two Comma Club award. And I really threw myself at the business after being there at the conference. And sure enough, it was only 2 or 3 months after that, that we actually hit the 1 million. So if I can do it in a niche that is so hyper competitive, then you who is watching, you can also do it in your niche. It definitely is doable. It definitely is possible. Just stick to the plan. Don't stray off of the plan. Don't turn right when you're supposed to turn left. The plan is already laid out in the One Funnel Away Challenge. Just follow it to a T and you will be successful.
I love it, Tim. I appreciate your time with us as well and sharing your story. And we hope that those who are listening to this and who come across this interview are inspired the same and can see like it works. The process works, but you do have to put the work in. It's not like it just magically happened. Tim had to put the work in, but you can do something that you love and change lives, build a community, and then also, you know, support your family with it. It's amazing. You can do all those things and you can crush those false beliefs and get that out of there. You can do a lot of good things. So I appreciate you, Tim, for joining us. And I just want to say thank you once again.
Thanks for having me on the show, Shane.
Absolutely, man. Take care.
Man, wasn't that amazing? Oh my gosh. Tim's story is just so impactful. And I am so excited just to see people like Tim and having that kind of success. Shane, thank you so much for digging deep and getting all the details for that. For those of you guys who aren't familiar with our One Funnel Away Challenge, please go to onefunnelaway.com. It's 30 days and Shane runs our entire program. You'll have the opportunity of hearing from Russell and from Steve Larson and from others who are actually out there really just digging deep and providing a ton of value, walking through step-by-step, day-by-day for 30 days to get you up and running and get your first funnel out there making money. So go to onefunnelaway.com and take our One Funnel Away Challenge.